The United Nations estimates at least 180 people have lost their lives and many remain missing in floods that began last week in Yemen. It says about 10,000 people have become homeless and more than 2,000 houses and public buildings have been destroyed or damaged. The UN Refugee Agency says it is very concerned about the widespread destruction and plight of the victims. Spokesman Ron Redmond says the UNHCR has sent items such as tents, plastic sheets and plastic rolls to Yemen.
Since we have an operation in Yemen already working with refugees and asylum seekers, is lending a hand to the joint UN effort. And we've already sent 11 trucks to the affected area. We're already beginning to distribute assistance to the affected Yemenis. And from our point of view, this, even though we don't normally deal with natural disasters, Yemen has been a generous host, as you know, to tens of thousands of asylum seekers and refugees coming across the Gulf of Aden. So we believe it's the least we can do.
The World Food Program is launching a special assistance program for 20,000 flood victims. WFP spokeswoman Amelia Casella says the agency is already assisting 1 million people in the country.
So with this existing program, existing logistical network that we have, we're well placed to assist with food that's already in the country, and especially to the people who have been affected who have no cooking facilities. So we're providing ready-to-eat food that they don't have to cook. So we already have a good cooperative relationship with the authorities in Yemen and are able to do that.
The World Health Organization says it is concerned about the outbreak of waterborne diseases and malaria. The agency is sending medicines and other urgent supplies to Yemen to treat over 50,000 patients for a range of conditions. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.